Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Dueling Tangents. I'm your host, Luke. My buddy Brian is on the mend, so he's taken one more day to recover. He's in good spirits. I spoke with him this morning, and he's doing well. He's a little foggy still, I guess I would say, is the way I believe he described it to me.
We can't take that anesthesia like we used to.
No, and he's like, I could probably force myself back today if I really like tried hard. And I was like, dude, stop it. No, you're on the mend. You're recovering. So hopefully he will be feeling well enough tomorrow that he will join me here on the airwaves for Dueling Tangents. But I got Evan on the board helping me out today. So appreciate you coming in early, Evan, and stepping in on the production board. How was your weekend, man?
It was long, but it was good. And I told Brian on Friday, you know what, buddy? Don't you even hesitate. You just let us know. You let us know, buddy. We got you. We got you, buddy.
Yeah, he kind of put a little bug in my ear yesterday. He had texted me kind of in the afternoon saying, hey, this is my general plan. And then he touched base with me this morning and was like, yeah, I'm not going to try to force it back. He's trying to recover. So we're going to be having him join us hopefully on the airwaves, like I said, tomorrow. But in the meantime, Evan, It was an interesting weekend for me. It was a quiet weekend. It was me and the dog. My girlfriend was spending some time away. She and her friends had some plans this weekend. So a quiet weekend for me. Enjoyed the March Madness tournament until it became March Sadness for me last night with the Badgers' defeat. That was a little rough one to swallow, but congratulations to the Iowa State Cyclones. They did play a pretty good game. Once we lost Chucky Hepburn, it was hard to recover from that. So, but before the sadness kicked in of March Sadness for me, I spent the day, went and visited a great sponsor, Downrigger's Distilling. They had a nice little plant sale, so did some retail therapy by buying myself some plants, which is always fun. This spring weather here, it's definitely in the air. Appreciating the sunshine. Got outside, was cleaning a little bit here and there as well. And Downrigger's is a great spot. If you haven't been out there yet to their distillery in Cottage Grove, go check it out. They're having a Bloody Mary Fest this Saturday. So if you've never been before, this Saturday would be a great time. You can go to downriggersdistilling.com and get some tickets for the Bloody Mary Fest. It is the first annual. Should be a lot of fun. So check out their website and learn more about Downrigger's if you get a chance. I had a delicious drink with one of their coffee liqueurs in it. Because it was a morning visit for me yesterday. But outside of that and then the March Sadness, Evan, I told Brian, my New Year's resolution is I try to focus less on the news stories when I'm not at work because it becomes all engulfing.
Yeah.
And so I try to stay off the Twitter and the internet for the websites of news like New York Times here in Wisconsin, the State Journal, the Journal Sentinel. I try to stay off of them on the weekends as best I can, but I was alone this weekend, so I was kind of hanging out, and I did, from time to time, glance at some news stories, and this one caught my eye, Evan, and I thought, you know what, well, hopefully this cuts down on my prep time for Monday morning for this show, because now I can kind of just use this as a launching pad, and this one caught my eye, and I want to hear some audience participation as well today, since I am flying solo. Me and Evan taking your calls, 844-967-2789. But the piece that grabbed my eye on Sunday, Evan, is a New York Times opinion piece. And typically, I stay away from opinion pieces. I'm not a huge fan of opinion selections because normally, depending on what news outlet they're in, they're pretty slanted one way or another. And when I'm looking for information, I don't usually, I just stay away from the opinion column. It's a typical practice of mine to stay away from it. So I was hesitant to click on it when I did, Evan, but this is the headline. Who's unhappy with schools? The answer surprised me. And so in the New York Times, we've been getting a lot of...
You could hear my eye roll.
Yeah, that see, that was my initial response too. And then I dove into it and it gets interesting, Evan. So it's there's been a lot of pieces about like woke cancel culture and stuff and how you got these college students that are on campus and they were looking for debate and they can't find it anymore. And those were being highlighted over at the New York Times opinion column lately. But this one, I found it interesting, and it's by Jessica Gross. You can go find it out at the New York Times opinion column. And she dives into some interesting numbers. And I guess that's what I think drew me to sharing and talking about it on the show here today. Because normally opinion pieces, they don't necessarily back up their opinion with a lot of numerical, empirical evidence. They kind of, they give you anecdotal evidence. And so this empirical evidence I found pretty interesting. And so Jessica Gross starts off the piece saying, tucked into a New Yorker article about the spat of school board fights over just about everything was a statistic that caught my eye, similar to how this piece caught mine, Evan. Despite all the ink spilled lately about clashes over masking, critical race theory, and which books to assign or ban, American parents are happy overall with their children's education. The piece explains that the education scholars, and they name off a bunch of these scholars, point out that about 9 in 10 children in the United States attend public schools, and the overwhelming majority of parents, about 8 in 10, are happy with their kids' schools. Diving back into the piece, not the piece that she is referencing, but her piece itself, though I'm quite happy with my children's public school, I'm surrounded by parents who are mostly happy with their kids' public schools, and when I was a kid, attended a public school that my parents were basically happy with, I was still surprised the number was that high. I would have thought that the latest numbers about parental satisfaction might be lower because of all the pandemic-related chaos. But according to Gallup, which has tracked school satisfaction annually since 1999, in 2021, 73% of parents of school-aged children say they're satisfied with the quality of education their oldest child is receiving. More parents were satisfied in 2021 than they were in 2013 and 2002, when satisfaction dipped into the 60s, 60 percentile. And in 2019, we were at a high point in satisfaction, 82%, before the COVID-19 pandemic dealt schools a major blow. Digging deeper into the Gallup numbers revealed that the people who seem to be driving the negative feelings towards American schools do not have children attending them. Overall, only 46% of Americans are satisfied with schools. Democrats, women, older adults, and lower-income Americans are more likely than their counterparts to say they are satisfied with K-12 education, Gallup found. My hypothesis, this is Gross speaking, is that it is a bit like the adage about Congress. People tend to like their own representatives, that's why they keep sending them back year after year, but tend to have a dim view of Congress overall. Polling done by the Charles Butt Foundation shows a similar dynamic playing out in Texas, a state where book bans have been well publicized and anti-critical race theory bills was signed into law in December. The third annual poll from that foundation, which was of 1,154 Texas adults, found the share of public school parents giving their local public schools an A or a B grade is up 12 percentage points in 2 years to 68% in the latest statewide survey on public education by the Charles Butt Foundation. In contrast, with the increase among parents, there's a decline in school rating among those without a child currently enrolled in K-12 schools. 48% of non-parents now give their local public schools A's and B's versus 56% a year ago. And so that's what caught my eye, Evan, is I'm sitting there, I'm trying to avoid the headlines. I'm trying not to focus too much about the news. I'm getting stuff down around the house, hanging out in this gorgeous weather with the dog, spending my time as I hope a lot of people were on their Sundays before the March sadness kicked in with the Badgers' loss yesterday. But this piece is giving some pretty terrific quantitative data saying that all of this hubbubaloo that we're experiencing about parents and people being upset with the public schools, these critical race theory bills, the banning and dismantling of, here in Wisconsin, the Republican proposals to dismantle the largest public school district in the state, that is all being drummed up under this grassroots sense that there is dissatisfaction with public schools. But the people actually sending their kids to these public schools are satisfied with them. And even though you're seeing this national narrative be talked about and represent nationally, people aren't necessarily as favorable towards public schools. They're favorable of the schools that they're sending their children to and the public schools in their districts. And so, Evan, I just found this fascinating.
It's telling.
Yeah, I'm going to dive a little bit more into the piece. And Brian and I are always talking about narrative here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And it seems like there may be a narrative that's pushing these talking points, but when you actually look at the numbers on the ground in the school districts where people are sending their kids, the satisfaction that parents are having with their public schools is up, despite the fact that you have this overarching narrative going around nationwide and here in Wisconsin at a state level that there is dissatisfaction with public education. And so, folks, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are on this. 844-967-2789. Are you sending your kids to public schools? Are you satisfied with what's going on right now? Or are you like some on the right wing are pushing? Are you dissatisfied with the public schools? Do you think the teachers are doing a good job? Do you think the teachers are doing a bad job? I'd like to hear what you have to say on this Monday afternoon. 844-967-2789. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Missing the Brian this afternoon as he is on the mend, but I got Evan filling in for me on the board as I get to sit here in the Solidarity Realty Studios on the near west side of Madison. I get to have the sun shine in through these windows, Evan. I'm a little, it's a different day when I got you subbing in on the board and Brian's not here, because I get to enjoy the studios. But folks, you are listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. We're talking public education. I got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive to as well beyond this New York Times opinion piece. But give me a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
My love is like a river. My love is like a mountain. My love is like a river. My love is like a mountain.